This is undoubtedly one of the best crypto trade setups I have ever seen in my entire life.
With a small market cap and insane catalysts with global partnerships, this project could easily do a 50x.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
This altcoin represents one of the best crypto trade setups we have ever seen in our entire life in the market. And that is saying something, because we have seen a lot of altcoins come and go. But this particular project has a very good chance of doing a 50x or more within the next year.
We say a 50x or more because of its really low market cap currently. We say a 50x or more because we have some stats in this episode that will show you just how much it's actually growing. The platform is on like a exponential growth path right now. And with some of the insane features and catalysts to come, there's no reason why the exponential growth we're already seeing doesn't even get even crazier as the year progresses. And I think this might be one of the last opportunities to possibly grab prices where they sit because of what they're about to integrate, which is going to make this token hyper deflationary.
Yeah, it's one of those things where people just don't realize what is being built in the background. And we're talking about an altcoin that has the potential to be a leader in one of the hottest sectors of crypto that currently has a market cap around 20 million. And we personally see this as a $1 billion plus coin, which is why we say this could be a 50x or more. So you always hear us talk about hot narratives, and whether it's AI or gaming or gambling, there's always going to be leaders. But what you want to do, and a good way to, that's why we say present a good crypto trade opportunity, is find industry leaders before everyone else realizes they are the leaders. And a lot of the time you see the price of a crypto project lag behind its actual metrics. Like we talked about that with like CoreDAO and stuff, where it's like, okay, this is one of the most used blockchains in the world, but the price is lagging behind. Yeah. And that's the same thing that's happening with this small cap project. When you look under the hood at the stats of how many people are using this platform, how much money they're actually making, and how much revenue they can generate with the new features they're launching, then you look at the price and the market cap comparison to the competitors. That's why this is such a good opportunity.
I think like as the crypto market starts to mature, as US regulations start to roll out and there's like that crypto framework, there's going to be a lot more on-chain transparency. And I think the smart investors, the whales, are going to be looking for projects that are actually generating revenue and it's not just all about hype. And they have the token utility and metrics designed to ensure that there is a sustained growth for the actual project itself, which should in turn bring in huge financial gains for anybody investing in it. Yeah. And that's one of these projects that is literally demonstrating that they are objectively with real data that they are seeing huge users, huge revenue, and all these other things along that is really going to attract these smart investors.
Yeah, so we're about to present some mind-blowing stats, some mind-blowing features, and insane catalysts for a project that some of you are probably familiar with. And the name of it is Block Asset. The ticker is Block. Now, you know that we've been bullish on this project for a while because they're becoming a leader in the gambling sector. Now, sports gambling, casinos, all that kind of stuff is a worldwide phenomenon right now. It is growing every quarter, every month, every year at an exponential rate. And not only is the entire sector growing, but Block Bet. People forget that this is like a brand new platform that Block Asset launched. It's their flagship platform. It is their sports betting, gambling, casino, all things crypto on Block Bet. Now, listen to some of the metrics. So we say, you know, the price of Block Asset right now is around 12 cents, market cap 20 million. Very, very small. Look at the competitors, Rollbit, is, you know, 300, 400 million. Companies like Stake are valued in the multis billions.
Look at like even the Web2 companies, yeah, like Bet365, mm-hmm, and all BetMGM and all these other things. You know, multi-billion dollar market caps.
Yeah. And then when you look at crypto, like crypto is becoming so hot right now. Like everyone's starting to talk about crypto again. The bull market is undoubtedly here. So there is no better opportunity for a crypto sports betting platform to really take over the world as all of these quote unquote normies start to pile in. And now they have USDT, they have USDC, they have Solana, and they're going to want a sports bet because they can with block bet from anywhere with a VPN. It's really easy, right? Yeah. Listen to some of these metrics. So this is how you know that a company is growing and why we think, this is obviously not financial advice, but this is our opinion that the price of block asset is going to catch up with these metrics in time. So daily active users are up month on month by 20% and up 55% just last month. That means that the platform is growing exponentially. And what that means is, and why that is so important is because, okay, you think, is the price of block, the token, which is currently way undervalued, is it tied to the actual casino? Like if more people use the casino, is that good for the token? And that's where it gets really interesting, right?
Yeah. So it looks like they're on track to do $10 million in volume in December alone. And the reason we're bringing this episode to you guys now is because we realize that our listeners, our viewers, and our fans are not necessarily up to date with it as much as we are. We live and breathe crypto. That's how we're able to identify trends before they happen, like with the AI and DeSci and stuff like that. But when you're not paying attention, if you're at work and you don't have the time to be tuning in and figuring out what's going on, that's why we're bringing this episode to you now, because there is this buy back and burn mechanism that is going to be put into the platform. So like you mentioned, month over month growth of 20%, 55% in October, $10 million in volume alone, and what they're forecasting to see is double that. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen is they're going to be taking all this revenue, buying back the token, and burning it. So you have an increase in the number of users, and then you have a decrease of the token supply. What ends up happening to a token price when you do that?
Yep.
It goes up.
It goes up.
So January is the first month that they're going to be introducing these buyback and burns. Mm-hmm. So this will be one of the last opportunities, if you're watching this episode in December or the first week of January, to actually get the token before this buyback and burn happens. And it's really going to affect the price, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time in the history of block asset and the block token where the price of the token is actually linked to the revenue that the casino and the sports betting platform is bringing in. And I think this is going to be the aha moment for block, where it is actually going to explode and melt everyone's faces. And that's why we say this is one of the best crypto trade opportunities that we've ever seen. And then, you know, okay, so now we've established, look, we have an undervalued company that's becoming a leader that has a ton of amazing catalysts for the token and the buyback and the revenue. And then what have we seen them start to hint at on X just lately over the past few days?
Yeah,
it
looks
like this block AI thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you start to integrate AI into a casino platform, into a betting platform, have you seen that anywhere else in the market yet?
No.
I haven't.
Yeah.
So I think when we start to get these personalized game recommendations, maybe when you get some, just having it tailored to the actual user, it's going to make the user experience so much more friendly. And you know, if you're a NFL guy, let's say you love betting on the NFL, it will help you find the bets based off of your past performance and make it easier for you to find, maybe give some hints and some recommendations. I think that could really help users make a lot of money on the platform.
And this whole AI agent trend is becoming everyone's now learning about AI agents. You're seeing these AI agents token absolutely explode. Like look at virtuals, right? Well, what Block Asset is going to try to do is build sports specific AI agents and plug them into the platform, whether it be journalists or betting experts or people you can talk to about the platform. They're going to bring these AI agents into the block asset ecosystem. And I think this will tie block to being an AI coin as well. And it'll make the platform that much more user-friendly. And like, we already do all of our sports betting on BlockBet, but you can just see how they talk to the community and they're always adding new features. And that's why we continue to be so bullish on this platform, because not only are they have a mission to make this the most easy to use sports betting platform, they're adding AI to it. And then what is one of the biggest revenue generators for their competitors like Rollbit that Block Asset and BlockBet don't have yet? And that's crypto futures. And they're going, remember when we interviewed the CEO of Block Asset on the show a few months ago, if you missed it, he said Block Asset and BlockBet is going to be adding crypto futures, which is another massive revenue generator. And what did we just say about more revenue? It means they're going the block asset token is probably going to go up.
Yeah, because they're removing more tokens. So if you look at like a, some of us degens that are out there, if you like to, you know, put a $100, 100x long, you can do quite well. But there's a lot of times you can get burned. Mm-hmm. And we see that daily when you're on X and you can see how many leveraged traders are getting wiped out by the billions.
Yep.
That's billions of dollars going to these platforms.
Mm-hmm. Revenue.
That's revenue. So when Block Asset and Block Bet start to incorporate these crypto futures, plus the AI agents to help personalize bets. Mm-hmm. And we're already seeing huge growth month over month with a UI and UX that's not necessarily, I think, where they want to be yet. As Alexis alluded to, he's like, look, we are one step along a journey of 1,000. Mm. And we really want to improve this, which they're going to do in the upcoming year. And for those who don't know, Alexis, the CEO of BlockBet and Block Asset, He was a managing director for William Hill, responsible for $2 billion in annualized revenue. This whole C-suite team of executives that is coming from William Hill is going to transform this into that billion-dollar platform. Mm-hmm. And he said in his 18 years of being in the gambling industry, he hasn't seen these type of numbers with any platform.
Yeah.
And where they're at in the first 6 months of operation is actually takes most platforms 3 to 4 years to achieve.
Right.
So when you start to integrate all these things on top of the community that they already have, I think this is really one of the best opportunities in crypto.
That's why we say the time is now. So what do we have? We have an undervalued coin in Block, 20 million market cap, should be at least 200, maybe even a billion. We have catalysts such as revenue share / buybacks and burn. We have AI integration. We have crypto futures. We have a better sports betting platform. We have all of these things that are about to happen. So I always ask on this show, do you want to get in before all these amazing things happen? Or do you want to get in after and buy green candles? Preferably on this show, we always like to get in on these things early. We're always early to these trends. We're finding small cap gems that do 50, 100x on a monthly basis on this show. And I think Block is the next one.
Yeah, we make all our bets on Block Bet. So if you guys want to make your parlays, they offer some of the best odds actually in the industry. So we got a link in the description. Another feature that they've actually added, which I'm using every single day, is this little wheel. And you just go on there once a day, which actually helps bring users back onto it. Mm-hmm. And you can win $25 free bets, $50 free bets. You can win a whole bunch of spins on their like Beanstalk game that they have, Olympus DAO. I actually won $60 on one of my first 5 spins. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, check that out as well. And that's in that link in the description.
100%. Hey, if you guys have any questions about Block Bet, Block Asset, leave them in the comments. We'll let you know.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.